Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have breaking news that has just killed my soul.
Oh, my God.
We have has destroyed my soul. So I'm going to repeat it to you.
Destroyed your soul?
Craig, I'm going to tell you the news.
Hold on.
And then you can do what you
want.
Don't
tell me.
I'm going to die on the air.
Really?
I'm going to die on the air.
Hold on. What's the sport?
I don't want to say it. Let me just say it. Can
no,
I
no.
just say it?
Let's play a little game.
No, I don't want to play a game.
What's the sport? Basketball?
Yeah. I just died. I'm dead.
It's just a big story?
Monstrous. I'm dead. I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. Can we go home?
Is it Brooklyn Net related?
Yep.
Have they traded Durant?
Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Why?
What a great day.
Why? Why Woo-hoo! Are you requesting a trade out of Brooklyn? That's my question. Why?
Because it's a dysfunctional franchise.
But Kyrie's back. Kyrie's back for a year. You got your boy back. Like, why? That's my
Who's
number
reporting
one.
It?
Shams.
Okay.
And that
legit.
Comes from the players.
Yep. That's right. That's what I'm asking.
So why?
Kevin Durant couldn't handle New York?
Couldn't handle New York? We barely talked about him.
How about that? Ugh, wow.
My guy.
That's my guy.
I knew it was
That's
coming.
My mother bleeping guy.
My God. I can't believe that this is on the anniversary. Today's our anniversary, Kevin. 3 years ago today, he came to Brooklyn. 3 years ago today was the clean sweep. 3 years ago today, we all thought it was going to be different. And on our anniversary, he wants a divorce?
Oh.
How could you do that on our anniversary?
Oh.
On the day that we got together.
He
on
wants
the
out?
Day that we made love. On the day it became official.
Yeah.
On that day, you go to Shams and you go to the Nets and you ask for a trade? He's not going to your team. Stop.
We are the
I'm not even worried about that.
Go New York, go New York, go! Go New York, go New York, go!
And like what really kills me now is I don't even know how to tell my kids about this.
Oh, stop
how
with that
I
crap.
How do I tell them that Kevin Durant, our hero, our man, our guy,
yeah.
he wants out?
He wants out.
Why do you want out? Like, that's my question. Why? Like, what the hell happened? And I understand there was no success. It wasn't Kevin's fault. To a degree, the front office. But why? Why do you want to go? And by the way, here's the problem Kevin runs into. He don't have a lot of power. The Nets could trade him anywhere. They could trade him wherever they want. It's not like he's got an opt-out. He can use his power.
He wants out of Brooklyn?
He wants out of Brooklyn.
After Kyrie said he's coming back?
Yes.
Oh.
So now Kyrie's gone too?
Didn't see that coming.
And with that said, and then as this is happening.
The days I wake up and say, oh, you know, I miss doing that show.
And then as it happens, and this makes no sense to me, the next tweet from Shams is that the Brooklyn Nets made a trade. And they acquired Royce O'Neal from the Utah Jazz for a first-round pick, who I think is a great fit for this team. But it doesn't make any sense if you're trading Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So my assumption now is that they're not going to trade Kevin Durant. They're going to tell Kevin.
They're going to have to trade Kevin Durant.
No, they're not going to have to trade him.
Kevin Durant's going to say, I'm not playing for you.
He's not going to do that. He doesn't
you don't know?
But Craig, let's talk serious for a second. Because I'm emotional, but I want to be serious.
You are emotional.
He doesn't have an opt-out. He doesn't have a, hey, I'm going to be a free agent
next
year.
Yeah, you know how that goes. The player always wins
no,
that battle.
No, but Craig, in every example that you're going to bring up, that I would bring up, that player had that. Anthony Davis had that. Carmelo Anthony had that.
Fair enough.
He is signed for four more guaranteed years. So, like, This could be a standoff. And if it's not a standoff, why are the Nets trading a first-round pick for Royce O'Neal?
Remember when this was cute?
Yeah, the Kevin Durant.
Remember the Kevin Durant Brooklyn Net figurine we got?
Yeah.
From Small Stars?
I love it. I have it on a...
You know what this is now?
A collector's item.
Yeah. Remember the good old days when Kevin Durant played in Brooklyn?
Yes, he won a game 5 all by himself. By a centimeter, we didn't win a game 7. Look, Kevin Durant was a great net. I have no issue with him until now, because now we don't want to be here anymore. And I want to know why. Can you call Kevin and ask him? Can you get him on the phone? Can you ask his podcast company, like, what happened? Like, what did I do, Kevin? What did we do? Because Kyrie didn't get a max contract? Why?
This is significant news today. Wow.
But wait a second. And I know it's a minor trade, so I'm not harping on it. But why would you then trade a first-round pick for Royce O'Neal, Craig?
Maybe they didn't see it coming. Maybe that trade got done before the Durant announcement.
No. Because Shams tweeted out, Kevin has requested a trade, meaning he's already done it. So obviously, my guess here, and walk me through this, is the response the Nets are having is, we're not trading you. In fact, we're going to go about our offseason now as if this isn't happening.
Thinking Durant's back and Kyrie's back.
Because again, it's not about Royce O'Neal. But Craig, you're not trading for Royce O'Neal and giving up a first round pick.
I agree.
If you're planning to blow it up, you're not.
Wow. You know what it is?
What?
It's just a level of incompetence in Brooklyn that is unmatched by any other franchise
right now. Starts with
the
owner, which I said to you 2 days ago.
Yeah. It's special now. It is. The Brooklyn Nets are now the worst-run organization in New York.
Not even close.
Yep.
Not even close.
That's crazy. Kevin Durant wants out. Oh, is New York too much
for you? And then they're using a first-round pick and a trade exception they got in the Harden deal to acquire a piece that fits around this team.
By the way, Christian's got a great point on this in Bradley Beach. Christian, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
What's up, kiddo?
I'm sorry for what's going on right now, but I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Durant joining the LIV golf tournament?
Yeah. There might be rumors that he's going to play LIV golf.
I do have an update. This is from Woj. Sean Marks is working with Kevin Durant and his business manager on finding a trade for Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant's
out. They're going to trade him.
They're going to trade him. Wow.
Oh, how does this happen?
How about that?
What did I do in a past lifetime to root for these teams to get the blue balls that we just got over the last 3 years and to end up with what? Now, look, they are going to get a massive return for Kevin Durant.
But it doesn't matter. Kevin Durant was your closest.
No,
he was
my guy. He was my guy. He married me 8 months ago.
And then he just left your ass
on
the honeymoon.
And now he's like, I'm done with you.
Done with you.
Done with me.
No respect for you at all.
And I'm not ready emotionally to think about the returns. I can't think about where I'm sending him and what I'm getting back. I can't believe after Kyrie's back that Durant says, yeah, I'm done. I'm out. Like, this is a stunner to me. This is a kick in the balls to me, Craig. You have no sympathy?
No, I enjoy
it. Play that clip again. I do miss Joe. Because he'd have sympathy.
Why
do
I feel bad for you?
There are days I wake up Evan, and say, oh, you know,
I feel for you, bro. I want to give you a hug, bro.
I want to dance on your grave.
That's my point.
Right.
I miss
because
you, Joe.
You've been the douchiest voice in New York.
What have I done?
Against the New York Knicks.
I still hate your team, and your team's still going nowhere.
Great. Guess where you're going? Same place I'm going.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, no, I admit.
Wow.
No, we're going to build around Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is your best player now.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to figure Kyrie's
Kevin
gone.
Kevin Durant has a preferred destination.
Kevin Durant, is it Portland?
It is not Portland.
Because I only bring it up because of the Lillard stuff.
It's an obvious answer, and I think he'll end up there. He'll end up there. They have
Golden
assets.
State.
It's not Golden State. They
Heat,
have the
Miami.
Asset. Boy, you're struggling with this.
It's not the Miami Heat?
No.
It's not the Lakers?
And Kevin will end up with this preferred
Clippers.
Destination. No. Because they do have some pretty good assets
Phoenix
to send
Suns.
Back. The Phoenix Suns.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's not the Knicks? Oh, he still doesn't want to play for you guys? Even after us, he still doesn't want you? He never wants you!
By
now he doesn't want me,
what's
but
worse?
At least he slept with me for 3 years.
By the way, that's worse.
Is it?
It's worse.
No, it's
because you fell in love.
I did fall in love.
That's right. I just, you know, I wanted him the way I wanted Brooke Burke back in the day.
Yeah.
But I never fell in love because she never gave me the time of day. He got into bed with you. He tickled you. And now he's leaving you just when you fell in love.
Here's Woj. As the Nets prepare to move one of the most valuable trade assets ever on the market,
yeah,
the entire roster will be available to discuss in deals. So they'd look to trade everybody. We're blowing it up.
You're blowing it up.
And by the way, Craig, important thing.
Go.
And this doesn't affect me because I'm a sucker, okay? So it doesn't matter.
Good.
There are, and you'll hear from them, there are Nets season ticket holders who were sold Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
On a multi-year thing, right?
Yes.
Right, I remember
and
that.
They're paying top dollar for what now is a rebuild. The reason I don't count in this. Well, I thought you're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
I thought you're a man of the people.
Oh.
You don't feel bad for those people?
Sue the Nets.
For me, it's different. You know, I'm a sucker. You know, as much as I can't stand
you're
Joseph
Tsai, tickets no matter what.
They got me no matter what. I shouldn't admit it, but it's probably true. So now, the summer, which I thought was going to be peaceful, I thought we had peace. I thought it was done. Now it's going to be endless talk about the historic return we're going to get for Durant. And Craig, no matter what the historic return is, it's not Kevin Durant. And how many games did we get from him, folks? 90?
Barely.
We got one freaking playoff round victory?
Yeah.
One? We got the same success as the Garnett-Paul Pierce Nets. The same freaking success. And now it's over. Now it's done. Blow the son bitch up. And who am I mad at? I'm disappointed with Kevin, but I'm mad at this owner. I think the owner created this entire mess. Tell me where I'm wrong, Craig. Tell me where I'm wrong. Because you want to dance on the grave, that's fine. Now, who should I be mad at?
I'm enjoying this immensely.
Who should I be mad at?
I didn't even see this happening
today. Neither did I.
What a fantastic day.
I can't go to the comedy event. I cancel. I can't go, Craig. I'm going home.
Of course you're going to the comedy event.
I got to go home now.
You got to go home and what? Cry?
Yeah, cry.
Well, cry over a couple beers.
Craig, we had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving on the same freaking roster.
Yeah.
People say, oh, it'd be easy. You got this. No problem.
For three.
Which one's this?
Yeah.
I know. Air ball.
Yes. Right there.
And now
air
we rehab the guy for a year. He gives us incredible game five.
Not
incredible
did you rehab
game
him
seven.
$40 million not to play.
No, I get it. And look, Kevin on the floor. I got nothing to complain about. Guy was a
played
tremendous
great.
Net.
Showed up every night.
Look, he didn't play well in the Boston series. I get it. No one played well in the Boston series. And this is how it ends.
Yeah.
And Sean Marks, culture man himself,
is
just going to blow the whole thing up.
This might be the single biggest. I don't even know.
No, I'll help you.
Failure this in New York sports history.
No. I'm gonna help this out. This is not maybe. This is the biggest failure, the biggest blue balls, the biggest tease we've ever seen. This makes the Dream Team Eagles look like nothing. This makes the Karl Malone, Gary Payton Lakers look like nothing. This is the biggest failure I have ever seen in sports history. And if you think I'm being hyperbolic, give me a better example. They had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. And for one reason or another, whether it was health, whether it was Giannis's freaking foot, whether it was Durant's foot being too big, whether it was a mayor who had an axe to grind with an unvaccinated player, whether it was an owner who couldn't wait because he's freaking broke and shouldn't own the Nets, everything led to this cataclysmic disaster.
The owner's not
disaster.
Broke.
Disaster.
No,
he's acting like he's broke.
He's not broke.
He's still broke.
A billionaire. He's not broke.
Sell the team.
He just allows the owner, but he ain't
broke.
I want
him out. Yeah. I request.
Single biggest letdown in the history of sports in New York.
I request, after you trade KD, which you have to do.
Failed promises, failed delivering.
I request that
failed
Joseph
opportunity
Tsai,
to take over New York from the Knicks,
which never happened. That was never a thing.
Woo!
That's a fake thing. I request that Joseph Tsai get the hell out of this town and sell the team.
Yeah.
That's what I request. I also request, you know what? I'm thinking this through. I would say to Kevin, no. Like, I respect it. I give you. Here's what I'd say to Kevin.
But they've already announced.
No, okay.
They're not saying no.
I disagree
with
them.
They're going to accommodate the trade.
Am I allowed to rip
them? Of course you are.
Okay. You're Kevin Durant.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're Kevin Durant.
Hey, who are you playing? What role?
I'm Sean Marks.
Sean, my man, pots and pans.
Yeah, what's up?
Listen, I don't like the way things are going here. I want out.
I totally respect that.
You have to trade me. I'm not playing for you ever again.
Give me a year, okay? Give me a year. I'm going to retool this team around you and Kai and Ben Simmons. And after that year, if you are still unhappy, I promise you I'll trade you. In fact, I'll trade you to your preferred destination. But we want one more year out of you because we really
can't
think
do
we
that
can
for you. Sorry.
Why?
Because I want out.
Okay.
Well, I don't believe in you as a GM. I don't believe in this team.
I understand.
And the way you handled the situation with Kai really bothers me, and I don't want to be a part of it. I want out. I'm never going to play for you again. Sorry.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm on Twitter right now. I'm asking Durant for his jersey.
I'd make you sit for a year then. I think you have to have some balls once in a while. Because they can win with this unit. They can. They can at least try. And Kevin Durant, unlike these other stars, doesn't have the 100% power here. He doesn't. So before I just kowtow and say, okay, whatever you want, sir, I would try to make it work. The clean sweep. 3 years ago today for my 9 other Net fans. We're actually down to 2 now. Yep. I think it's me and Keith. I think everyone else left. Everyone else has abandoned ship with Don. We got Royce O'Neal, though, folks, for a first-round pick. For a first-round pick!
Well,
you're trading Kevin Durant, and then you're taking one of your few first-round picks that you probably acquired from Philly, and you're sending it out for Royce O'Neal?
Yeah.
Like, is Sean Marks high right now? Can someone tell me?
I would think you're going to get some first-round picks back.
About 5 or 6.
You're going to get like...
You're about to get a lot of first-round picks.
I get it. The Nets are going to get...
23, 25, 27, 29.
The Nets are going to get...
31, all unprotected. You'll get 5.
I want more than that. I want players.
You're going to get 5 first-round picks.
I want players. And you know what? I'm going to start to come clean with you. There's a player I have in mind. Because I can't just do this for picks and move on and hope
You want Donovan Mitchell?
I want to go after Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
And with the... And by the way... Utah's a great place to live, Kev. You want out?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to Utah for Donovan Mitchell and picks.
You legally, so that's good.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what I'm doing.
Donovan Mitchell and 5 first-round picks, you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Hold on,
you're not going to win, but you've never won, so that just...
Yeah, what have I done?
Right, exactly.
I'm going to build around something different. I'm going to follow
local
the advice.
Guy. Yeah,
I'm going to follow the advice I gave you, which is I've got to build something, and I need something to build around.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't see that coming today. I thought today was going to be easy breezy. Met fans panicking, have a little fun, comedy show, tailgate, bang. Kevin Durant wants
Kevin
out.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, Courtney Walsh had no contact with the franchise after Irving
now,
opted
here's the
into
question,
his deal
though,
Monday.
If I may ask.
Yeah.
The notion has always been that Durant and Kyrie are still boys.
Right.
That they are close.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Kyrie, when he announced he was coming back, I think through Shams, if I have that correctly, pretty much said, I made a commitment to KD. I'm going to see that commitment through one more year. So I'm coming back. I'm not coming back for a sign and trade. I'm coming back to play here.
That's what he said.
With Durant.
Yeah.
So that intimates to me that these guys have not spoken to each other much either.
It's a great point.
Right?
Like, why would Kyrie...
Because if Durant was going to demand a trade, Kyrie wouldn't have come back.
No, he would have because he needed the money. Like
not to play here.
Right. No, well, look.
Right.
If Kyrie Irving had to opt in because financially that was his
36
best scenario,
versus 6.
Right?
That's the case.
Right. That was his. And no one was interested
without
in a
being
sign
a sign
and
trade. Right.
No one was interested. So I guess what I find odd, not that he opted in because he had to financially, was the wording of, I am honoring my commitment to play for the Nets and with Kevin Durant. Did Kevin not tell you, Kai, that there's a chance that even if you opt in, he's going to ask out? Because obviously the
clearly
discussion...
they're not talking.
The discussion's going to be around Durant. But then if you're the Nets, what are you doing with Kyrie Irving? Are you keeping him?
Right.
You could.
Listen, how much do you want Jalen Brunson from us?
Stop it. He's not on your team, first of all.
You want him?
He's not on your team.
I'll give you Jalen Brunson and 4 first-round picks.
For what?
I'll take Kyrie or KD. Which one do you want to give
me? You're not getting either,
I'll take either one. Who do you want
Craig,
to give up?
Much like you've been for the last 20 years in the NBA, your team's irrelevant in this discussion.
Oh, no. We just became very relevant.
No, you're not. You're not relevant.
No.
You're the same team. We just are about to become irrelevant again, and I acknowledge that.
Yes,
but
you're done.
Your
dreams of
100%
Brooklyn Bridge parades is gone.
It's gone. It's dead.
Yeah, over.
But your place in NBA history or NBA today hasn't changed. Your place in New York hasn't changed because you've always been the Kings of New York.
Right.
I've never denied that.
Agreed.
And I don't appreciate when people claim I have. I've never
said
that.
You never have. I sit next to you every day.
Yeah.
Days I wake up and say, oh, you know, I miss doing that show.
I do.
So, yeah.
I do.
You've been douchey to Knicks fans.
Yes.
But you've never claimed that the Nets aren't second citizens.
Craig, I'll always be douchey to Knicks fans because I'm not a Knicks fan.
Which
and
is
I don't
why,
like it.
If I could go back in time, I'm glad Durant and Kyrie went to Brooklyn. This couldn't have ended any better for us as Knicks fans. You got what you deserved.
All right, there's another team on his wish list.
Okay, other than the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, this is from Woj.
Go.
The Phoenix Suns and the Miami Heat.
Heat made sense to me, so I was right.
Are among you. Two of the teams that Kevin Durant has on his wish list, but the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal.
Well, obviously.
With 4 years on his contract, there will be no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Durant.
Yeah.
That's why I would call up Utah. Because
by the way, if you're
he doesn't
Sean
have
Marks,
the power to say no to that.
I know you're joking about the Knicks. You call everybody.
Of course.
Put your best, you lay it out. Who's got the biggest one on the table?
Yeah.
That's who you're going to.
Because here's what I want as I'm trying to cope with this reality. I'm going to want a young star. And I'm going to want a lot of assets. Now, that young star is not Kevin Durant. He's not as good. Kevin Durant, while he's up there in age now, is still one of the best players in the sport. You know that. I know that.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay. So you name the team. You're going to have to pay. Like, Miami.
So you're going to want, just real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to want DeAndre Ayton and four number ones. Something along those lines.
I'm going to want more than that. I'm going to want Cameron Johnson. Yeah, I'm going to want more.
Yeah, but something along those lines. Right? Miami Heat, I'd have to take a second look.
Well, Bam. I want Bam out of bio.
You want Bam,
Tyler
you want
Hero,
Hero,
three number one picks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I didn't think about Bam, but you're right.
By the way, that's an amazing return.
But still not as good.
But I'm not going to celebrate this because this is sad and devastating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I want to hurt you. I want Donovan Mitchell. It's all you guys fantasize about.
By the
okay,
way,
he's mine now.
Great. You can have Donovan Mitchell.
No, I want him because he's a good
player. Because here's the weirdest thing about this, and I think you'll understand this. While you may not agree with it, you'll understand it. Today is a win for every Knicks fan in the world.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Today's a win. Today's a big win. Today, it's almost like we acquired somebody who could play really
good.
That's
sad for you, though. Like, really, that's all you've got? You got rooting against Austin?
Take what I can say.
All right.
Go New York, go New York, go!
Yeah, just like that.
And by the way, like, forgetting about how you guys are happy about this, and I've never cared about this, but I am thinking about this, this makes Durant look like a fool.
Depends where he goes, but a little bit.
No, that he failed here. And I don't think he failed here necessarily, because I think he was a great player when he was on the floor.
It doesn't help the resume for sure.
No.
I agree with you.
And then you gave up. See, it's not just failing. It's then you tapped out.
Then you quit.
Then you said,
well,
all right, I'm done. Get me out of here.
He's going to go to a place, most likely, that's got at least one, if not two, legitimate superstars. And it's going to be the same thing that's dogged him since he left Golden State.
Like if he goes to Phoenix.
You can't win without stars already embedded.
Yeah.
Like you're a great player, but you're not great enough to lead a team to a championship. So if he goes to Miami and he's playing with Jimmy Butler, who's been to an NBA final and an Eastern final, right? If he goes to Phoenix and he's got a team that was an NBA final 2 years ago, if he went to and on and on and on. So maybe he's gotten to a point now where he's willing to accept that about himself.
He just doesn't care.
Right. Right.
Oh, this sucks, man.
By the way, if Golden State offered you Wiggins and four first-round picks, would you trade him to Golden State?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Now I don't even want to hear about trades. I'm devastated. I'm sick. I got a stomach ache.
Mark
this
down the date.
This is how it ends. Mark down the date. The date's the day they signed him. It was the day I celebrated with my net brethren. Hey, it's clean sweep day. Hey, shut the music off for a damn second. We'll give away the tickets later. Happy clean sweep day. Oh, it's clean sweep day. Hey, remember that time Kevin Durant came to Brooklyn? Now it's punch you in the you-know-what day. Now it's kick you in the groin day.
June 30th.
Now it's
great day.
We're dead day.
A great
now
day.
Now it's we're back to being irrelevant day. Now it's Kevin Durant was my guy, and then he tapped out on us day.
That's my guy.
My guy.
That's my mother bleeping guy.
Who knew in that moment? Who knew when he signed that extension less than a year later, he'd say, I'm done. And what I want to know is a simple thing. Why, KD, why? Like, tell me. And if he comes out and says, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Joseph Tsai is a terrible owner and we can't win.
Yeah.
There'd be a part of me that would say, sucks, but I understand it.
So I should say, as Spike has said online, just we have this official.
Does he even work here anymore?
Kevin
Durant. I haven't seen Spike in a year and a half.
Yeah, he's good. Kevin Durant picked his teammates, picked his coach.
Yep.
Won a single playoff series in 2 years.
Yeah.
And requested a trade with 4 years left on his deal. That's his resume now.
No, I listen, man, Spike's right on
he's
about
that. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's right.
But that's now his legacy.
Look, I don't want to become, and I can't say if I will or won't, I don't want to become a Durant hater the way I have with James Harden, because I do appreciate what KD did here. I do. The way he embraced being in that. I did. I always appreciated that. But what Spike tweeted is true. It's what I was just alluding to you. Like, he gave up on us.
Yeah.
Like, he said, I'm here for a few years. I picked a coach. I picked my teammates. I'm done. Even though his teammates right now.
He had picked everything.
And right now, Craig, I'm not saying the Nets would have won a title. I never said that.
Yeah.
But this team can compete for one.
I agree.
And now he's like, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah. Done. Out.
Wah.
I did put on Twitter, I requested a game-worn jersey. He has not gotten back to me yet. He will.
No, he's not.
He will. He will. Why don't we give away tickets to a team that does win? The Yankees. Evan's got it.
Let me find it. I was very angry. Yeah, I don't have it.
Well, there's... Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evan.
Good job,
though. Here you go.
Get your head out of your ass over
there.
You're too happy. You're too happy over there.
It turned
out
to be the greatest day of the year.
I died inside on the radio, though.
Yeah.
That happened. Live on the radio, I got to read that, and he didn't know, which... I don't know if that made it easier or not.
I really did not know.
I died a little inside
today. I would have loved to have brought it to you, though.
No.
It would have been a nice little breaking story for me to give you.
No.
But, you know, it didn't happen that
way. At least your son texted me. I'm so sorry.
It's like a funeral.
He feels for me. No,
yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think we all feel for you.
No, we don't.
Sorry, Ev, you don't deserve this.
I couldn't enjoy this anymore.
I feel for you.
This is one of the great days in Nick history. Really is.
That's sad for you, though.
I accept that being sad.
You know what that's the equivalent of? And I know it's not the same. It's
what a great day to be a Nick fan.
It's like me saying to Big Mac, one of the great days in Met history.
God.
With the Yankees blowing a 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
That would be the same thing. And if I said that, how would you respond?
Let me ask
you
a question.
Hey, Big Mac, whatever happened to Scary Hours?
Well, that was James Harden, so that died a year ago.
Where'd that go?
No, 7-11 is what you should say. Hate to correct you. Scary Hours was a James Harden thing.
Well,
James Harden quit and asked out, and he's gone.
Same with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. No. Yes and no. I don't have a D-Patriot yet for KD. I'm disappointed.
Will. Maybe. You will.
Maybe I will.
When you win 30 games next year,
No. Here's what killed me
and
about Harden.
And you're paying the same amount of money.
When he's in the NBA Finals with Phoenix next year.
No. Here's what killed me about Harden. Harden quit. Like, literally in the middle of a season, stopped playing basketball. KD quit. But he did it in July with us to have time to, like, maximize the return and cope with it before I watch basketball next October. And no,
and
I'm
round
not
three,
okay.
Here we go.
People
we'll try one more time.
Keep asking me, are you okay? I'm not okay. Why the hell would I be okay? Am I okay? Yeah, I'm doing great. Having a great time.
Do you want to do a Saturday show now?
No, I want to go away.
You want to co-host with me tomorrow?
I'm going on vacation now. I don't even want to think about basketball. And you know what pains me? Right before my kid went to camp, he was imitating Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Now I got to tell him, son, we need to
walk away from the house.
Now we've got to imitate Ben Simmons and DeAndre Ayton.
What happened?
And
Chet came to you and said, I want out of this family?
You're funny. All right, fine. I'll read you tickets.
There's a rumble in the Bronx.
It's a Jersey Mike's Yankee box office split. It's a pair of field level tickets to see the Yankees and the Reds, Yankee Stadium, July 12th. We'll take caller number 3 at 866-540-WFAN for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees, box office blitz, and the fan.
By the way, V Mads makes a good point. When it's all said and done, the only guy that didn't quit on the Nets was Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
He opted back in.
I know. It's true. Kyrie
all
didn't
right.
quit.
We got to take a quick break. Your reaction to Kevin Durant demanding a trade and the Nets apparently willing to accommodate that request, meaning Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons are now the faces of the Brooklyn Nets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.